This is Dr. Minghas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Stahler, M-A-R-I-E-S-T-A-H-L-E-R, date of birth 01-13-1957, date of appointment August 8, 2024, requesting physician Kenneth Riley, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-R-I-L-E-Y. Dear Dr. Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Stahler today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 67 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the hospital over the last weekend. This symptom started on Saturday when she fell down. On Sunday, she developed numbness of the right side of the face and right upper and lower extremities. She did not have any weakness, no pain, no visual problem, no headache. MRI of the brain done, which shows left thalamic stroke, which is tiny. Holter monitoring did not show any arrhythmia. CT of the head and neck was also negative for any acute finding. Did not show any hemodynamically significant stenosis. TSH was normal, but vitamin B12 was low. Echocardiogram shows left ventricular ejection fraction 60-65%. Lipid panel was unremarkable. Triglyceride was elevated. MRI of the C-spine also done. Which shows multi-level degenerative changes in the cervical spine with severe right foraminal stenosis at C5-C6 and moderate foraminal stenosis at the left C4-C5 and left C5-C6 and bilateral C6-C7. MRI of the brain also done shows incidental right parotid gland mass. Patient went home and now he is here today in my office for follow-up. His right hand is prickly, legs legs are okay. When she become tired, she numbness comes on. She is taking aspirin 81 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, and Atorvastatin 80 milligram daily. Echo with the bubble study done as an outpatient, result pending. Past medical history. Hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hypertriglyceridemia, vitamin B12 deficiency. Past surgical history. Bilateral knee replacement, cholecystectomy, allergy, adhesive tape, betadine, epinephrine, medications, aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin 80 milligram daily, clopidogrel 75 milligram daily, cyanocobalamin, fenofibrate, metformin, Tregenda, valacyclovir, lisinopril. Social history: does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is married, live with the husband, have two children. Family history: mother deceased, diabetes, father deceased, diabetes, two sisters, one had a kidney cancer, two brother diabetic. Review of the system: I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having right sided numbness. Physical examination: blood pressure 130/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1 S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left thalamic stroke. Number 2, hypertriglyceridemia. Number 3, vitamin B12 deficiency. Number 4, right foraminal stenosis at C5-C6, which is severe. Number 5, moderate foraminal stenosis at left C4-C5, left C5-C6, and bilateral C6-C7. Next paragraph. right-sided numbness is due to the left thalamic stroke. I will continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. She might need an appointment with the neurosurgeon for a C-spine problem. She also need to follow with ENT for parotid mass. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.